your fundraising kit today. Search Breast Cancer Now, Afternoon Tea.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Dan Wilson. The government are being criticised for a lack of detail on changes to winter fuel payments. Pensioners had hoped to find out who would benefit from the U-turn announced on the payments in this week's spending review. But there are suggestions that could now come in the autumn. Cabinet Minister Peter Carl has urged claimants to be patient.
I can't give the specifics of what date and any announcements will be made. But as you've heard from the Chancellor and you've heard from the Prime Minister, these are issues that we are considering very actively. We're talking about a matter of days here in terms of since this debate emerged.
At least five people have reportedly been killed close to an aid distribution centre in southern Gaza. Palestinian officials say Israeli forces opened fire near Rafah this morning. The IDF says it fired warning shots at people who approached them. The first members of the National Guard have arrived in Los Angeles in a bid to curb immigration protests. President Trump has deployed 2,000 troops after clashes with police over raids on undocumented migrants. The governor of California, Gavin Newsom, has warned it will only escalate tensions. Police investigating a stabbing in Sunderland say three teenagers have been charged with attempted murder. A 15-year-old boy was found with serious injuries in a park on Friday. They're due in court tomorrow. And global food prices fell slightly in May with sharp drops in cereals, sugar and vegetable oils. The United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization says its index fell by 0.8%. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the show. A haven for the next 3 hours. Just you, me and the music. Starting with this.
Stephen Mangan
on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
That was the third and final movement of Vivaldi's Guitar Concerto in D major. You heard John Williams playing the guitar with the Franz Liszt Chamber Orchestra conducted by Janos Rolla. And before that, José Serrebrier was conducting the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra as they played Jerome Maross's The Big Country. And it's a very big, warm welcome from me to you this Sunday afternoon. Thank you for joining me. Coming up, I've got some glorious violin playing from Maxim Vengerov and a beautiful choral work by Jeffrey Bergen and the glorious piano concerto from Schumann. But first, we have music from a young Beethoven who, on moving to Vienna in 1792, was to, and I quote, receive Mozart's spirit from Haydn's hands. Basically, there was a lot riding on his shoulders. So when he wrote his first symphony, he had to tread a very careful line between celebrating the musical traditions that had come before him and finding his own voice. I think he managed it. See what you think. Thank you. fourth and final movement of Beethoven's first attempt at a symphony. It was Gian Andrea Noseda there conducting the National Symphony Orchestra. Stephen Mangan here every Sunday between 4 and 7 on Classic FM. I hope you've had a good week. I've been mainly writing this week. Draft 2 of my next book finished about 2 hours ago, and the email sent. It's a great moment. What else have I done? I had a haircut. I did a podcast with Lulu, you know, the usual. Anyway, here's that Maxim Vengerov performance I mentioned earlier, and he's tackling some Paganini. Thank you.
Thank you.
The third and final movement of Paganini's first violin concerto, Maxime Vengerov playing the violin with the Israel Philharmonic Orchestra conducted by Zubin Mehta. I'm Stephen Mangan. You're listening to Classic FM.
Stephen Mangan
on Classic FM.
Thank you.
Joanna McGregor there playing Chopin's Mazurka in C major. And before that, we had the gloriously named Ombre My Fou from the opera Xerxes by Handel, sung by René Fleming and played by the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment, conducted by Harry Bickett. We start filming a new series of Landscape Artist of the Year this week, and we're off to Dover first up. One day painting Dover Castle and another painting the White Cliffs. If you're in Dover Wednesday or Thursday, please come and say hello. The White Cliffs in Dover, I was just musing, they have a claim to be the most famous stretch of coastline, I would say, in the country. Would you agree? But is it the best stretch of coastline in the country? The new film, The Salt Path, is shot on the Southwest Coast Path, which is a pretty glorious bit of coast down in Devon, Cornwall, Somerset and Dorset. Having parents from the west coast of Ireland, I'm partial to a wild and woolly west coast over what I always feel are the more refined and serene east coast coastlines. Do you have a favourite coastline? One that you think is the best these islands have to offer? I want to know what it is. Tell me where, tell me what, and tell me, most importantly, why it's the best. Send me a text, 61812, or you can email via classicfm.com.
Thank you.
the most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
That has to be Eric Satie, of course, his Nocia number 5, played by Lavinia Meyer on the harp. And before that, we had Ungar's Ashokan Farewell, the band of His Majesty's Royal Marines, conducted by Major J.R. Perkins. And Major J.R. Perkins was also conducting from the violin. We're asking you for your favourite bit of coastline in the British Isles. Hi, Stephen. The Clyde Estuary, as it broadens into the glorious Argyle views from Gourock. It's such an accessible little stretch for people on the West Coast, and we love going down to watch the dolphins jump and the ferries going back and forward in the sunset. Often think of our friends who used to from the US who used to live in this place when the US Navy was here. Well worth a visit. And that's from Jamie and Jackie in Renfrewshire. We had a text from Jane. Hi, Stephen. I've always loved the Dorset coast until I moved to Northumberland. Miles of sandy beaches, rock pools and wildlife. But don't tell anyone. I won't, Jane. And Willie in Kilsyth reckons it's the North Atlantic coastline in County Donegal that's the best. Beautiful, he says. So what do you reckon? Are they right? Is there a better bit of coastline here in the UK? Email me via the Classic FM website. And here, while you're thinking, is Schumann's magnificent piano concerto for your Sunday afternoon. Don't Say I Never Do Anything For You. That was the first movement of Schumann's piano concerto, Stephen Hough, and the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra. News now here on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Listen back to Classic FM's Race to the Galapagos Islands on Global Player.
Sue Perkins here, and yes, there's still a chance to join me on board our musical expedition across the world. But where are we going? Well, we're heading to the Galapagos Islands, sailing through incredible destinations, figuratively speaking, and taking in the finest music along the way.
Classic FM's Race to the Galapagos Islands with Sue Perkins. Catch up on Global Player with HX Hurtigruten Expeditions. Change the way you see the world.
Imagine if Marla was your matchmaker. With Classic FM Romance, that's kind of the case. It's Classic FM's popular dating site, so it's the perfect place to meet someone special who shares your values, interests, and love of music, even your hilarious classical music puns. Sign up for free and choose who you match with at classicfmromance.com.
Relax knowing you've got quality home insurance with NFU Mutual. We pay out on 9 out of 10 home insurance claims with a no-quibble approach, so you can claim with confidence. And in the event your home can't be lived in, we'll pay for alternative accommodation for you, your family, and your beloved pets. That's why we're proud to be a Which? Best Buy for Home Insurance 2024. For quality home insurance you can rely on, search NFU Mutual Home Insurance.
At Specsavers, we've got hearing devices that can stream music or movies, and ones that are good in crowds, rechargeable battery ones that are good at home, ones that are good in the great outdoors, ones that connect to phones, ones that fit in your ear, ones that fit over your ear, and ones that fit in wherever you happen to be. We've even got ones in our advanced range that use AI to make speech sound clearer. And they're all available at great Specsavers prices. Book a free hearing check today, because OK Hearing is not okay.
People ask me, what's my good place? Sunday lunch with the whole family. And knowing that because I'm over 55, I can withdraw from my pension pot with a few clicks on the Pension Bee website. Ollie, are you feeding the dog?
No.
At Pension Bee, we believe that when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. Go to pensionbee.com and be pension confident. When investing, your capital is at risk. Withdrawals available from the age of 55, 57 from 2028.
The British Red Cross is here to welcome people fleeing the conflict in Ukraine.
We're here to help people to safety when storms hit.
We're here to show anyone struggling that someone cares.
Hiya, that's a huge help.
We're here for humanity. With your support, the Red Cross has helped millions of people in the UK and 190 other countries. Search British Red Cross to support us. Together, we are the world's emergency responders.
Find top-rated outdoor dining products on Amazon. Like this pizza oven with 5-star reviews, you'll get value and tasty pizza. Or these barbecue gloves. Remember to take off before eating.
Or this large windproof umbrella!
Because nobody wants a wet pizza. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
What would you say to someone who's always posting holiday snaps on Instagram?
Get a life.
People are going to be emailing in with their problems.
We'll get an awful lot of losers ringing in to us or whatever they do.
The Wittering Whitehalls, a podcast rammed full of life advice for all ages. Available now on Global Player.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
On your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Dan Wilson. The government has been accused of creating a mess over a delay in setting out details of changes to winter fuel payments. It's already said more people will be eligible to claim the benefit, but pensioners may now not find out if they can claim until the autumn. Chris Philp is the Shadow Home Secretary.
We completely opposed what the government did a few months ago, which was take it away from pensioners, going right down to pensioners on half the minimum wage. They've pushed pensioners into poverty. It was morally indefensible what Labour did to pensioners. There are questions about whether the very richest pensioners need it.
Two men have been charged with murder after a 16-year-old boy dies in a hit-and-run in Sheffield. South Yorkshire police say Abdullah Yasser Abdullah Al-Yazidi was hit by a car which mounted the pavement on Wednesday. Israeli gunfire near an AIDS distribution centre in Gaza has reportedly killed at least five people. Israel says it fired warning shots at people who approached its forces near the southern city of Rafah this morning. The first of 2,000 troops with the National Guard have arrived in Los Angeles amid immigration protests. Clashes with police broke out on Friday over raids on the homes of undocumented migrants. California's governor says President Trump's order to send in 2,000 personnel could escalate tensions. And France have claimed third place in the Nations League after a 2-0 victory over Germany. Portugal and Spain face each other for the title in Munich this evening. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.